Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked into the JR Sport Brief show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is also simple. Rocket can. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great Monday. I'm going to be here with you either way for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to recap. How about this? First of all, Monday Night Football. We got a game going on right now. The Bears and the Patriots. Right now, the Bears lead the Pats 20-14. They're getting ready to get things started here in the second half of the game. And it's pretty fun. Well, if you're a Patriots fan, or maybe it's pretty fun unless your name is Mac Jones, because Mac Jones, he's been benched. Bill Belichick said, hey, man, that's enough for you. They put Bailey Zappe in the game. Ain't nobody knew who the hell Bailey Zappe was until a couple of weeks ago. He goes 2-0. Mac Jones comes back from his high ankle sprain. And the next thing you know, Mac Jones is right there back on the bench. And so now they have to see whether or not Bailey Zappe can lead a comeback. Now we have to see if Mac Jones is even going to get an opportunity to get back into this game. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date with Monday Night Football as things continue on. The Chicago Bears leading coming out of halftime, 20-14. The Bears have the ball. Let's see what Belichick does when the Patriots get the ball on their next possession. Those are young quarterbacks. Yesterday, we saw a bunch of old-ass quarterbacks get smacked around, lose. And I know there's a lot of people, including me, that are actually happy that this is taking place. I'm talking about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. These guys have been around a long-ass time. They always got to think about retirement. They decided to return, and they're losing. In the case of Tom Brady, it's like, damn it, what the hell is working out? We'll talk about those guys in a few minutes. Speaking of losing, the Yankees, they lost again to the Houston Astros. New York Yankees don't go back to the World Series again. And we might have seen Aaron Judge for the last time in pinstripes. We'll talk about that. In the winner's side, we have the Phillies. They are advancing to the World Series. Who would have thought that they would have been there? And then meanwhile, I just mentioned them, the Astros are going back again. They're going to try to win another World Series. And this time, they're going to hope that it doesn't have any type of quote-unquote stink attached to it. Speaking of stink, Russell Westbrook, he continues to stink for the Los Angeles Lakers, who are already 0-3. And it's just a soap opera that goes on and on. It's pretty horrible. Christian McCaffrey made his debut somehow, some way. The New York Giants and Jets continue to win games. A former Jet and Geno Smith, he goes out there and wins games. We got a lot to get to. Here's the deal. If you want to holler at me, I got a phone number here. We got a lot of phone lines attached to it. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can contact me. I'm on social media. I'm everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. And shout outs to Tony here in Atlanta riding around in Midtown on his bike. I saw Tony the other day, and I wanted to make sure I shouted out Tony. Wanted to stop and say hi. But before we move on and do anything, Dave Shepard, how was your weekend, man? How are you?
Jared, it was really good, man. I appreciate you asking.
Sure.
My sister's dog is sick right now.
No.
And so
sucks.
I appreciate that. So when you're a family, you know you got to band together. But what I will say is the reason I bring that up is because you have not gotten a chance, or if anybody listening has not gotten a chance to do this, please, once in your life, go to the Golden Gate Bridge, one of the most iconic scenic views you will ever come across in your entire life.
Oh, yeah. The Golden Gate Bridge is absolutely beautiful. Did you stood on a rock and got it in the background?
Yeah, no, I ran across it like Rocky style. I was trying to lift and uplift my sister's dog. Didn't work. So one for two.
I can dig it, man. I ain't running across the bridge.
You could do it if you wanted to.
No, hell no.
Yes, you could. It's 1.2 miles. You could do it backwards in your sleep.
I didn't say I couldn't.
Oh, God. You wouldn't want it. Got it.
So I'm not gonna do it.
Gotcha.
Taking a picture on the side of the Golden Gate is good enough for me. And we'll get back to, speaking of the Golden Gate, the Bay Area, we'll get to the 49ers and McCaffrey in a little while, knowing that he went ahead and made his debut back in the Bay. But that's something that's potentially positive. And who knows? This might be a positive situation for these two teams, and so let's get them out the way. And it's not specifically about the two teams. It's about two ass old. It's about two old ass guys. Make sure I say that correctly. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. You know, there were a lot of games on the NFL schedule yesterday. There are a lot of games that I looked at and just wanted to shrug my shoulders just a little bit. And I watched carefully. Well, unfortunately, I watched a lot of the Falcons. I watched a lot of the Giants. I have no idea, you know, what the hell I was thinking. But then, out of the corner of my eye, I tried to keep up with what was going on with Tom Brady. Carolina Panthers were taking on the Bucks. And I wasn't going to sit down and watch the game. Oh, no, that would have been worse. But I was checking in. And then I kept watching and checking in. And I kept going, and I'm like, it's the third quarter, it's the fourth quarter, and the Bucks stink, and Carolina just fired their coach, and they just traded away their best player, and then they got rid of another crazy player, and they were beating the Bucks and ultimately beat them 21-3. A team led by Tom Brady couldn't muster more than a field goal. And even early in the game, Mike Evans, it's like third play of the game, something like that. Mike Evans dropped a surefire touchdown right through his damn fingertips. They couldn't do anything. The Bucks have now lost three out of the last four games. The Bucks, they are 3-4. Tom Brady hasn't had a losing record like this in 20 years. I wish I was exaggerating. It's been 20 years since Tom Brady had a record like 3-4. And good. I mean, I don't want to be the guy to pile on. But am I the only guy sick of Tom Brady? Like, I appreciate what he's done. I respect what he's done. Without a shadow of a doubt, in the Super Bowl era, he's the greatest football player, the most accomplished football player that we have ever seen. More power and kudos to him. But I've been ready for him to just step aside and let somebody else have the glory. Let somebody else go out there and win a championship. Go home like you said you would. And now he didn't go home, and home may be leaving him. I don't wish that on anybody. And at the same time, the game is whooping his ass. And it's going to be an early opportunity to fix things. Next up for this squad, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got the Ravens. Thursday night football. I know we've gotten some crap Thursday night games. Well, not this one. It will be interesting because we will have Tom Brady on one side. We'll have Lamar Jackson on the other side. The Ravens have done nothing but, you know, blow leads you know, all year long. They just got by the Browns, barely 23-10. It should be fun. So Tom Brady losing to a losing team, a losing franchise, without their best player, traded, without their head coach, fired. How the hell do you lose to them? Tom Brady spoke after the game, and he says, listen, nobody feels good about this.
No one feels good about where we're at. No one feels good about how we played or what we're doing. So we're all in it together, man. We got to go pull ourselves out of it.
Well, we know Tom Brady is like he's like Draymond Green with the podcast. I'm expecting to hear words of we'll be okay from Tom Brady any minute and any second now. I was waiting for the gigantic outburst, but we didn't get one that went viral like past weeks. We didn't see Tom Brady cursing out the offensive line, and damn it, I was waiting for it. Soon. And for whatever reason, this popped up right before I went on air. I guess Antonio Brown wants to pile on. On his Twitter, he is selling a T-shirt that has Tom Brady's wife hugging Antonio Brown after the Super Bowl victory, and Antonio Brown is selling that on his own site. I don't know, let you know the type of person that Antonio Brown is, but why not? Everybody wants to pile on Tom Brady right now. I said yesterday, you know, losing to the Carolina Panthers is God's way of saying, hey, you should have stayed home, man. What are you coming back for? And who knows? Is Tom Brady going to go out looking like a bum? And not necessarily him, but this isn't the ideal situation. Do I believe the Bucks will be okay? Yes. Yes, I do. But for right now, there's a lot of people relishing in the fact that Tom Brady and his team, they're getting their ass kicked. Just go home, man. Please. Anyway, somebody else, he decided not to go home. He wanted to tell us about poems. He wanted to tell us about the concoctions that he drank and the messages that were sent to his brain. And then he accepted $50 million over the next 3 years. It's Aaron Rodgers. This man as well is getting smacked around. And now there's a lot of people enjoying it. The Packers, of all teams, they lost to Washington. They lost to the Commanders 23-21. Green Bay has now lost 3 games in a row. Aaron Rodgers is running around with a sore thumb. The offense couldn't generate a damn thing. Between Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, they only combined for 38 yards rushing. Lazard went down with a shoulder injury. I can play wide receiver for Green Bay. And penalties are whooping their ass. And then they got the Bills next. That should be fun, right? The Green Bay Packers going to be able to keep up with the Buffalo Bills and their offense? I don't know about that. It should be fun. And Green Bay, they couldn't stop anybody on the ground. 166 yards Washington rushed for. Brian Robinson, yes, the gentleman who just got shot in the leg, he rushed for 73. Aaron Rodgers was visibly saying, what the blank are we doing? You know he's upset. You know he's frustrated. He was talking about his young wide receivers before the season even got started. And despite all of that, at least publicly, Aaron Rodgers, he's looking at the bright side of things. Listen to this.
I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us this week. You know, nobody's going to give us a chance. Going to Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, the chance to get exposed, shoot, might be the best thing for us.
Oh, okay. He's even talking about me. I said, are they going to outscore Buffalo? Good luck. I hope it doesn't happen, because then I want to hear what he has to say after the fact. What is he going to say? He's going to diss his own guys? I wouldn't mind that. He's been doing it already. It's a hard knock life if you're a veteran quarterback. Aaron Rodgers getting paid $50 million to get smacked around and play with a bunch of young guys. Tom Brady playing behind a reshuffled offensive line, and he can't score a touchdown. He looks like he needs a hug. Somebody hug Tom Brady. Yeah, go ahead, give Aaron Rodgers a hug too. Damn it, I'm pretty sure these two guys are in communication right now. Just sharing horror stories about their teams. But here's the deal. Don't celebrate a demise too soon. It's very early in the season. Are we going to be shocked if Tom Brady bounces back? No. Are we going to be shocked if Aaron Rodgers and the Packers bounce back? No. We know Aaron Rodgers, he may bounce into the playoffs and get bounced out, but I digress. It's still early. It's still a lot to do. Are these two teams Super Bowl favorites? No. No, they're not. But for their own sake, they better hope that as their careers wind down, and specifically Tom Brady, this man better hope that he did not leave his family to come back to this crap. I hope that's not the case. I wish he would go away. I wish it would be under better circumstances. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead, and we got Kobe calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Kobe. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's good to finally get through. Shout out to the Jackson State Tigers. But I was going to ask you, with Mac Jones getting benched, last time we saw Belichick bench a quarterback, the one he put in, you know, send him to the quarterback. So while you're talking about Tom Brady, you might be talking about that debate, or if it was Belichick or Brady. If Belichick wins the Super Bowl with Zappi, what do you think?
Did you just put Bailey Zappi and Super Bowl in the same sentence?
Maybe not next year, this year, but next year, you never know. He did it with Tom Brady, and nobody thought he would.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kobe, for calling from Mississippi. You know, I don't have a crystal ball that deep. If I did, I wouldn't be sitting here worrying about Bill Belichick and his decisions. This is what I know. There ain't no damn guarantees that Bailey Zappi is going to be starting the next game. By the way, he did start the second half here. Chicago now leads New England 23-14. One step at a time. I get it. It's going to be very easy to go, oh, my God, Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady. Mac Jones to Bailey Zappi. No, don't do that. Different time, different era. Okay, sure, it's the same coach, but I don't think Bill Belichick has magic quarterback dust that he can just sprinkle on guys and end up, you know, on a Super Bowl run. Give it time, okay? This ain't the squad. This ain't the move. How about they beat the Chicago Bears first? Well, maybe the Chicago Bears beat themselves. They don't always have trouble doing that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about somebody else who got beat. It's the New York Yankees. The Astros have their number. The Astros eliminate them again. What does this mean for the Yankees? We know what it means for the Astros, the World Series. What does this mean for Aaron Judge? And then, oh, yeah, there's somebody else in the scene going to the World Series. His name is Bryce Harper. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. MLB, NFL, Monday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It only took, I don't know, 20 minutes for somebody to bring up Bailey Zappi parallel to Tom Brady. I'm like, no, please. Please, no. Beat the Bears first. This very second, this very moment, the Bears lead New England 23-14. A little less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Mac Jones has been benched for Bailey Zappi. Zappi, he came right on and basically scored a touchdown. The next drive helped lead him towards another touchdown, and there we have it. But right now, as I mentioned, Chicago has the lead. And, I mean, people are going to be quick to, you know, make this a Brady replacing Bledsoe, except for Bledsoe went out with a concussion, high Mo Lewis, and instead of a high ankle sprain. But we're going to have plenty of time to get into Monday Night Football. This I did mention before the break. Yeah, we had a full slate of NFL games. Sunday was also closeout day. Sunday was also let's go to the World Series day. And I'm talking about the Houston Astros, and I'm talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies, they basically wiped out San Diego, winning their series 4-1. Bryce Harper is absolutely on fire. It was only a few weeks ago that I gave you my top six list of people in the postseason with something to prove. And two of the guys on the list, one was Aaron Judge. He's going home because the Yankees were eliminated again. And Bryce Harper has absolutely been on fire. I'll get to the winner, Bryce Harper and the Phillies, in a bit. Let me just get these guys out the way. The Yankees. You know, last week I said the New York Yankees fan base is spoiled, which is true. That doesn't mean that they have, they need to have roses thrown at them. I just think that too many people want to fire everybody with the New York Yankees without, you know, clear or clear future or what to do next. You know, fire Brian Cashman and fire Aaron Boone. And it's just like, well, damn, what do you want to happen after that? And this is bad for the Yankees. So they lose. They're swept at home. The Astros beat them 6-5 in Yankee Stadium. The Astros are going to the World Series for the fourth time in 6 years. The Astros are undefeated in the playoffs this year at 7-0. They are 9-2 versus the Yankees just this season. They have eliminated the Yankees four times out of the past eight appearances. The Yankees, the Astros are like the boogeyman for them. Yankees haven't been to the World Series now in 13 years. Ironically, the last time they went and won was in 2009. They took on the Phillies and they won. The Yankees, they have now lost in five trips to the American League Championship Series. So it's not like the Yankees have been in some ridiculous drought where they've been bums. A bad season for the Yankees is like, oh my God, we only won 90 games. The world is collapsing. Yankees once again go to the American League Championship Series and they lose. They did have some injuries. They bring in Andrew Benintendi. He was hurt. DJ LeMahieu's been with the Yankees now for a few years. He pretty much has a broken toe. And so the Yankees couldn't muster a hit. They couldn't push along a run to save their life. And so people are calling for blood. They want Brian Cashman fired. Brian Cashman, contract pretty much on, he's on an expiring contract, I should say. And then you have Boone, who's in the middle of a new contract extension that he just got. And so what the New York Yankees need, yes, they need bats. They need guys who can get on base, not just home runs. The pitching was improved, but this go-round, they couldn't score, and it's unfortunate. And so there could be potential changes with the New York Yankees. We know Aaron Judge is a free agent. Rizzo has a chance to leave if he so should choose. And the front office, as much as people think that, you know, I don't know, Cashman needs to go and Boone needs to go, I don't think that will happen. So after the game, Boone spoke. Of course he did. That's what Aaron Boone had to say about getting swept.
It's an awful day. Just an awful, awful ending. It always stings. It hurts. No one I'd rather do it with than those guys in there and how together they are. So, you know, kind of lean on each other in there, but the ending, you know, as I've said before, it's cruel. So much goes into it, and trying to climb to that top of the mountain. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get there yet. And it continues to, you know, I know it'll continue to motivate everyone in there to try and get there. You know, that's what you work for. And, you know, don't take for granted the opportunity you have sitting in front of you.
Oh, damn. That's sad. Hey, Shep, you want to go find Aaron Boone and give him a hug? I think he lives up in Westchester.
No, listen, he made a classy move, you know, congratulating Johnny B, a.k.a. Dusty. So he does deserve credit for that. But you talk about another disappointing season. He should be this sad. Yankees fans deserve a lot better than this. They do.
Yeah, he had some questionable decisions there when it came down to pitching and taking guys out like Gerrit Cole and putting guys in like Trevino. And so he bears some responsibility. But Aaron Boone doesn't play anymore. He's on the bench. And if you had to take a look at some of the guys that go up to the plate and what they're capable of doing and what they did, he wasn't out there swinging the bats. And so, yeah, it is sad. And Aaron Boone will be back next year. And if the Yankees have a slow start, Yankee fans will be shouting for him to be fired in, like, month number one. They're going to be screaming for Brian Cashman to be fired even after, I don't know, month number one. The Yankees started off hot like fire this past season. So there was none of that. The Yankees hit a little bit of a low late in the season. They bounced back. They went into the playoffs and pretty much now abused again, eliminated again by the Astros. This is all I can hope for. That Judge returns to the Yankees, that the Yankees can go ahead and add some help in the back end of the rotation. They can add some healthy arms in the bullpen. And that they can add some guys who can actually, I don't know, just by accident get a knock and get on base. It's tough. It's very difficult. And so, yeah, for the New York Yankees, it's a little bit like a funeral. But I don't think firing everyone in management is going to make a change. Because the day that the New York Yankees decide to get rid of Cashman, there's a good chance that Yankee fans, you better get used to maybe everything getting torn down before things are built back up. And then they'll do nothing but complain a whole hell of a lot more. Let's get used to it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? I mentioned Aaron Judge. He might be out the door. We'll hear from Aaron Judge on the other side of the break now that he will be a free agent. Bryce Harper, he spoke as well. This man has been pegged to be a loser, especially after the Nationals won the World Series right after he left for Philadelphia. So we'll hear from Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge right on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football continues on right now. The Chicago Bears, they lead New England 26-14. You can put Bailey Zappe in the game. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're going to walk away with a victory. You walked away with some points, but it doesn't mean a victory is on the way. So we'll keep you updated on Thursday Night Football as it continues on. The Chicago Bears trying to put some insurance up on the board and also take away some of the clock. At the top of the hour, I have to talk about a disaster. And it just goes on and on, and there's a new chapter that's written every single game, and that is the story of Russell Westbrook. Because it's comedy at this point, and it's only been three games for the Los Angeles Lakers. They haven't walked away with a victory yet, and Russell Westbrook did one of the most curious things I've ever seen done on a basketball court, just from him. And I think we've seen quite a lot of that since he entered into the league, and we'll get into him at the top of the hour. I do want to hit the phone lines real quick, and then I want to talk about Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge. Two superstar players going in completely opposite directions, especially at this point of the year. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Jacksonville, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Chris, what's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I was on social media last night after the Jags-Giants game. And I kid you not, there are Jags fans who are saying that if we lose one more game to Denver next week, we should start tanking for the draft next year. And I'm about to go all Denzel Washington on them, equalizer style, if they don't calm down. Right. And I understand, you know, we've been hearing be patient, because, you know, when you hear that all the time, because you're changing regimes all the time. But if we finally got it right, we have the highest rated draft pick since Andrew Luck, whose last season was basically lost. It wasn't even considered rookie, in my opinion. And we now have Peterson, who made Nick Foles look like a Super Bowl MVP. And young defense with great talent. Their only problem is they're rookies. That's going to go away. Why are they losing faith so fast, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's like a wounded animal, man. If you're used to the abuse, you're scarred. And Jaguar fans are feeling it. I would, all things considered, I would look at this as the first year. Is this Trevor Lawrence's first go-around in the NFL? No, it's not. But
last year he had Urban Meyer, and that was a disaster.
Well, it was a wasted year. So you bring in Doug Peterson, you got to accept this as a rebuilding situation. Sure, they look decent to start the year off. We know that they've lost, what now, four straight games the Jaguars have after looking decent? Like, give it some time. We got 17 games. Let's see what things look like at the end of the year. I know that they just traded Robinson up to the New York Jets because Breece Hall is gone from that situation. It's still early for the Jags. Let's see what this full season looks like before people want to just, you know, jump off a ledge. It's still early.
Yeah, exactly. And let's not forget, we lost to the Giants, who are arguably in the best division in football by a game. And the Giants aren't doing it flashy like Philly. Philly's putting up Madden scores in prime time, and the Giants are barely winning. 1 o'clock.
Yeah, they're barely winning games. Yeah, they barely beat the Jags yesterday. It came down to the final possession and the stop. So the Jacksonville Jaguars will be okay. I'm not expecting anything this season. If they can tack on another five or six wins, I consider that to be a success. I mean, they have talent on offense and defense, and it's a rebuilding situation. So everybody just has to, unfortunately, get used to it. What are we expecting? Doug Peterson to come in and look at Trevor Lawrence and go, oh, man, we're going to the Super Bowl? No, it doesn't work that way. Blame the owner. Trying to get rid of Doug Peterson already? You got a quarterback who you can trust. I don't think anybody looks at Trevor Lawrence and goes, oh, man, we can't win with this guy. Give it time. Time. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Doug Peterson, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl champion coach. He actually spoke, and this is what he had to say about the Jags. He said, yeah, we getting kicked in the teeth, but we're still learning.
That's where we're at as a team right now, is we're just kind of learning things the hard way, you know. I think plays like that change the outcome of a lot of different things. And
I love what he said, and he's talking about that final play of the game. Jacksonville Jaguars had a chance to win, and the New York Giants, they stopped them. New York Giants, seemingly, they get every stop that they need to. They're not blowing anybody out of the water, and we'll get into them. But I love what Doug Peterson said, because it's not just a lesson in sports. It's not just a lesson in the NFL. I personally like to say, you know, some people learn. Some people got to learn the hard way. And some people never learn. That's the fact. I look at it as three outcomes. Pick one. Like, when are you going to learn? You going to learn the easy way, the hard way, or are you never going to learn? And sometimes a lot of people got to get their asses whooped. They got to go through the fire. They have to take the punches, the blows, before they can actually come out on the better side of things. So, Jacksonville Jaguars as an organization, they have done a lot of learning the hard way and under the owner Khan. I mean, it was a disaster decision to go ahead and bring on Urban Meyer. And that maybe chopped them down by a year. Give it time. Speaking of time, I do want to get to this. I mentioned to you Bryce Harper. I got to show this guy some love. This man was looked upon to be the wonder kid. The Phillies give this man a $330 million deal. They say here is a 12-year contract or 13-year contract. And everybody looks and goes, when is it going to work out? But now he's going to the World Series. The Phillies are hot as fish grease right now. And for months, the entire year, all anybody did was talk about the New York Mets, who led the National League East the majority of the year. They talked about the Atlanta Braves, who won the World Series last year, and the Braves, who only won 87 games, while the Braves and Mets both won 101. The Phillies are the ones going to the World Series. This is the same squad that fired Joe Girardi, and they were stinking a joint up. They add Rob Thompson. Well, they don't add him. They promote him to manager. This man is now had the interim tag taken off his position. And the Phillies are going to take on the Astros. And I know there are a lot of people all over North America looking at the Phillies and going, oh, man, you got to be Houston. I know Houston has taken the approach, as they should, of, will y'all shut up about 2017? Houston Astros are going to try to go out there and prove to everybody that, hey, we don't need to bang on garbage cans to win a World Series. And so the Phillies are the little engine that could, and Bryce Harper is playing out of his mind. He just turned 30 years old. He's batting .439 here in the postseason. Five home runs, including the go-ahead home run to put them in the lead yesterday to help eliminate San Diego. He has 11 RBIs. He has scored 10 runs over 11 postseason games. He's hit in 10 straight games. He's reached base in 11 straight. He's hot as hell. He was the National League Championship Series MVP. And he said, I don't even give a damn about this award. He said, I'm accepting it because Major League Baseball is making me. I want to win a World Series. And everybody's looked at him as a loser, especially after he left the Nationals, and they went ahead and won it in 2019. There's a long-term investment here in Philly for Bryce Harper, and he will set himself up lovely for the rest of that contract. He's already into his fourth year. The rest of those years should be a breeze if he can win a championship. Bryce Harper on his home run, taking the Phillies to the World Series. This is what Bryce had to say.
I told Kalong before I walked up the steps, I said, let's give him something to remember. You know, just that moment. I mean, just being able to do it at home. I didn't want to get back on that flight to San Diego. I just didn't want to get on a 5.5-hour flight. You know, I wanted to hang out at home and enjoy this at home with these fans, with this organization, this fan base.
Oh, that's a good enough reason. You didn't want to get on a plane. I'm sure there were other reasons, but I can dig it. Meanwhile, Bryce Harper's going to the World Series. I hope he does amazing. We've had Bryce Harper here on the show. Yeah, cool guy. I got no complaints with the dude. And then you got, on the other hand, you have another superstar who, man, he just broke a record in the American League for most home runs ever. Aaron Judge, 62. He's about to get paid. He's going home. It would have been cool to see both of these squads in a rematch from 2009, but we won't. Because the Yankees couldn't hit worth a damn. And Aaron Judge pretty much was the opposite of Bryce Harper. Aaron Judge only bat .139 here in the postseason. two home runs, three RBIs. That's five hits and 38 plate appearances. He stunk. He did. He's still going to get paid, but he stunk. Now it's just a matter of who pays him, how much he gets paid. He's made it very clear he still wants to be a Yankee, but in the process of talking about the season, he already spoke in past tense about his situation. This is what he had to say about his time with the Yankees.
Yeah, getting a chance to, you know, wear the pinstripes and, you know, play right field at Yankee Stadium, that's an incredible honor that, you know, I definitely didn't take for granted, you know, at any point. You know, I always checked myself pregame, you know, when I say a little prayer, you know, I kind of look around the stadium and, you know, kind of pinch myself that, you know, there's very few individuals that get a chance to run out on that field and do that and, you know, play in front of the fans, you know, that support us throughout my whole, you know, 6 years here. So, you know, it was a special time. You know, I just kicked myself for not, you know, bringing home that championship for him that, you know.
It was a special time. It has been a special. He's not a stupid man. I think everything that he's doing and saying right now is almost just a matter of leverage. I mean, every time you turn your head, you hear a new team. Well, not new, but, oh, the Dodgers will seriously consider and offering Aaron Judge a contract. Obviously, he's from outside the Bay Area. Oh, the Giants are going to look to offer him a deal. I don't know where he's going, but he's going to get paid. I still think he's going to stick around with the New York Yankees. Let's also recall earlier this season, during the All-Star break, he was asked by a reporter, hey, well, what would you say to a young Yankee fan that, you know, if you were to leave? And it was an odd question, but he pretty much said, man, we got a lot of great Yankees. Like, whoa, you already lining things up to disappear and leave? It's all about the money, all about the cash. Unfortunately for Aaron Judge, it's not about a championship. It's not about a ring. It's not about a World Series. It's not about a commissioner's trophy. It's about the offseason. He had an amazing year. Now he just has to see where he plays next season. Good luck to Bryce Harper, though. I want to see him stay hot in the World Series. I think that'd be real cool for baseball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. I'll give you an update on Monday Night Football, and then I'm going to tell you about a massive disaster in the NBA. He plays in Los Angeles. Don't move.
It was a special time.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for four counts, exhale for six. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail, because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.